Achilles spoke an answer, saying, "Dear old friend, why comest hither, and why these demands? I shall bring all to pass for thee, I shall comply with all thy bidding. Only stand nearer to me, for this little time may we embrace and take our fill of tears." He stretched his arms out, but took hold of nothing. As into earth Patroclus's shade, like smoke, retreated with a faint cry. Then Achilles rose in wonderment and clapped his hands and slowly said, "A wisp of life remains in the undergloom of death, a visible form, though no heart beats within it. All this night the shade of poor Patroclus bent above me, grieving and weeping, charging me with tasks. It seemed to the life the very man." At this the Myrmidons were stirred again to weep. Then dawn with rose-red fingers in the east began to glow upon them as they mourned around the pitiful body. Agamemnon ordered out mules and men from every hut to forage firewood. As overseer went that good man Meriones, lieutenant of staunch Idomeneus. The troops filed out with loggers' axes and tough plaited rope, while mules plodded ahead of the working party. Up hill and down, and cutting across the slopes, they tramped until they came to Ida's valleys. There at once they pitched in, hewing hard with whetted axes at the towering oaks until they came down crashing. The Achaeans trimmed and split the trunks and lashed the logs on mule back. Laden mules broke up the ground and trod out paths through underbrush, descending eagerly to the plain, while all the axemen carried logs as well. Meriones had so commanded. On the shore they stacked their burdens in a woodpile, where Achilles planned Patroclus's barrow and his own. Then, having heaped a four-square mass of timber, all sat down together. Now Achilles ordered his veteran Myrmidons to arm and yoke their horses to the chariots. They rose and put their gear on. Chariot fighters mounted with drivers in the cars, and these moved out ahead. Behind, a cloud of infantry followed. In between, his old companions bore Patroclus, covering the corpse with locks of hair they sheared off and let fall.